What's up, y'all? Welcome to another live interview with SW Podcast Cast. And our wonderful guest today, we have Mr. Celdrick Naughty Black Johnson.
The bow tie genius.
The podcast. The bow tie genius producer. The Naughty Black. How we gonna sum that up? Cause so much going on out here.
Genius.
Just genius, huh? So
we work with that.
What's up? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm chilling, man. Just getting in, working hard, maintaining.
How's it going down here in Jacksonville?
A whole lot of something and nothing at the same time.
Okay. Well, break that down for the people who don't understand something, nothing, because you know some of us.
It's a whole lot to get into.
Okay, there we go.
It's a whole lot you don't want to get.
There we go. Something and nothing, y'all. That's the definition. So, we are here live at. We're just using a little facility right now, eating a little food, sipping on a little drinky drink, and we got home team in the building for one. You know, we travel down here to have some interviews with our home team people that are doing big things in this area, and we did one today, and now we at our next location with me. And I want him to give us a little bit of detail of all the different genius things that he got going on. Just give us a little breakdown of each thing.
Well, as y'all know, I do bow ties. Bow tie online. S. Johnson. Bow ties. Bowtiegenius.com. I got the Bow Tie Genius podcast. Yeah. I'm ready to crank back up again, put it on pause, because I had to get some things together with my family.
Right.
You know what I mean? Still do production, music, nappy heads. Still do that. And there's a lot of other stuff. I'm just trying different things, you know what I mean? I got something I'm working on right now. I'm just going to release it. I'm still trying to tweak it. It's for our people that deal with high blood pressure things. I got something coming out. So y'all be ready for that.
Okay, so nappy stuff. Okay, that's good to hear. I like hearing that. We're stepping on to the supplemental area.
Yeah, we got to look out for our people.
That's right. A lot of people older than others, but we definitely get old. And then for the ones that have no idea of nappy head, nappy boy, tell them about that.
Yeah, I was in the group in the early 2000s, Nappy Heads. We had a song named Robert. Pretty sure y'all know about Robert. FLA and a few other songs. And it was eight of us in the group. Tallahassee, Florida, from the Ridge Road area, Rickles High School. And, we put on for the city, man, for the state, Southeast, did real big. Now, I'm on to bigger and better things, not belittling than that, but, you know, my time.
Doing more for Mr.
Johnson. That's right.
Okay, so tell me about the bow tie. Genius.
Not the podcast, the actual bow tie genius segment of your life. What made you get interested in bow ties, and what aspect of your life did you decide on your head? I always like to dress. I just wanted to put on one day, but I couldn't find the one I wanted. Like, gave my wife to search. Bow tie, like, I could find one. So I told her, I'm waiting. And that one turned to many. And that's how I really got it. And it's kind of like, you know, you've been there. I was like, yeah. So when I was telling her, it was like, okay. Then when she actually saw me doing it, she was like, man, I'm serious. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And like, all the older people come to me, right? Because back then, I stopped doing it. Young people had to stop wearing bow ties.
Right.
Older people were still wearing them. And that's how I really got started. And started doing, you know, the social media thing. And advertising, marketing. And it took off. And I'm doing real good. I sold bow ties as far as Germany, Russia, Hawaii, Poland.
So we internationally known.
Yeah.
And they went, Johnson bow tie stuff. So how?
And the one that those were custom bow ties.
But all your stuff is custom though, right?
No.
So some of it is general.
Somebody might, they might have a wedding party and say, hey man, we need 10 black bow ties. I'm not gonna make 10 black bow ties, and I know I can find 10 black bow ties for cheap bill.
Right.
So I'll do that. Okay. I'll take little man on that and won't charge them extra.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
But for your stuff, the quality of your stuff,
custom.
That's custom.
It's custom.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know I've gotten custom made stuff from you before. Just like throw out some colors that I like, and you pretty much just handle the creativity on it.
And I like for the, I actually like for people to be involved. Mm-hmm. I would do it. Somebody called me and say, hey, I need a bow tie. And I'm like, okay, what's the occasion when you need it? They tell me what's the occasion when they need it. They can't come up with a comment and say, oh, you do it. I hate it. Because I want a general idea of, you know, I don't want to do it and say, no, I don't like it.
You want to put their
personality. Okay, you do
so
it.
You like the staff of them.
Yeah.
So it can be.
They involved in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just they can say, our person designed this also. I don't care.
Right.
You know
what I mean?
Because it was their idea at first.
So you telling me you're a seamstress?
I do what I do when I do it. Yeah, no, I hit the sewing machine.
So you work in the sewing machine?
Don't ask me to make a pair of jeans or something. I ain't doing that.
Now I know two black men that can sew. The first black man that I knew that could sew was Mr. Randolph and Randolph Alterations.
Where?
Northside.
Well,
I'm Fourth Avenue.
Yeah.
First black man I know. My mom used to work for him. So that's the first black. I never knew men took the time to actually learn to sew.
Well, actually, tell you the truth about it. In that department, men make the most money.
I know that. Because they're the most creative women.
I'm going to say that.
Well, yes. Wow. It's because of the. Because for one, women don't wear bow ties. So the style and the technique behind what y'all want and what y'all looking for can definitely come from the high.
Yeah, no, I mean like,
you can see,
yeah, period.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so men make more money today? Okay, that's cool. That's a little number that
you to like 40 and 30, it was a lot of men.
Yeah,
it was a lot of men. Yeah, it was a lot of men.
Yeah, it was a lot of men.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so moving along to the, you got any questions you want?
And then I had influences. Dapper Dan was an influence. Carl,
you know, see, a lot of people don't know about Dapper.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. Dapper Dan is who really made Gucci Louis what it actually is.
Yeah.
He took stuff and like, oh my God, I wish people would actually like really research his lore, because Gucci and Louis were really being real.
They're
doing one for
Dapper
Dan, using their samples
and
making the stuff for the rappers and different stuff like that.
I mean, now that this has nothing to do with the internet, period.
Yeah.
You're able to find stuff. See, he was in the area New York had. It was a fashion district already.
Fashion district.
So he had the material.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't. We either had to drive up there or knew somebody that had it.
Right.
Now we can go online and find the stuff, and they.
But isn't it true that in the northern part of the world, bow ties have always been more fashionable than in the southern part? I say that is because of the fact that they had more access to the fashion, the type of.
Actually, a lot of southerners started wearing bow ties too.
Well, I know they
were. But they were made.
Talking about as far as the creativeness goes.
Because
they had more access to the fashion label, fashion brand, so they had more universal things to use.
Yeah.
With solid color and things, and you know what I'm saying?
Oversight material.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, Yeah, that's true. That is true. But you got, let's see, now you got New York, you got LA, Miami. Atlanta has a big fashion district that people don't know about.
Right. Don't know about Atlanta as well.
It's a few.
Yeah.
And in between.
And Chicago.
Yeah.
And Dallas. And Dallas also.
They're doing it now. Yeah.
Dallas doing it now too.
But we talking about a lot of areas too that dealt in like the Harlem Renaissance area type.
Yes.
So fashion was really huge. That seems both
sides. And creativity.
Creativity both sides was huge at the end. You know. So our people have always had the fashion statement. We just like to kept things to make it better and to make it more relevant today. So you took the bow tie genius and turned it into a closet. How did you decide on the name of that? So we only talk about bow tie stuff and you elevate the conversation.
That's where the jeans came in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where it came in. Actually, we doing the bow tie opened my eyes with the other thing, you know what I'm saying? And said, and I said I want to try. You know, I'm gonna do a podcast. Just yeah. Something I thought of and said, hey, I'm gonna do it. If I do the bow tie, I can do it. You know what I mean? And if I lose, if I fail, I'm gonna learn from it. And I know how to come back again and do it again. And that's really what it's all about, you know what I mean? That's what everything is.
Yeah.
But the
new level though.
Both of them was kind of like stuff I was already doing. So for the bow tie stuff, I used to create stuff in high school. Miss West class and the Ripples.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? And I had stuff that went to the when they had an art contest down south stuff, she used to send my stuff home.
Okay.
And it kind of like, that's what the bow tie reminded me of. Me just sitting there in art class creating stuff. You know what I mean? Wow. And as for the podcast, I wasn't doing music for a while. So it was like one day I got on it and it hit my voice again. It was like, okay. So I was like, that's what I want to do. And I want to talk about stuff that other podcasts want to talk about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And plus, I'm doing it solo. So a lot of stuff I have to research on and have to find. You know what I mean?
And that's on anything, honestly, because we don't, you know, put together the podcast so we never. As easy as it may seem, because you know you gotta keep things on point with what you're talking about, keeping things in line.
You don't have to veer off. You can't veer off.
Right, and that veering off all the time. You know, especially when you're focusing on a particular topic of the show. Yeah. That's what your focus is. Your facts based on that. Your quotes gonna be based on that. So everything kind of veers around that. So for us, having just being able to just have an initial conversation, and knowing that we can have this conversation just off this stuff,
And y'all can flow off each other.
Yeah,
I like it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people can't do it. A lot of people have podcasts that have partners and they don't flow.
But we have to. You gotta learn that. It's something you have to learn because I know. Exactly. We kind of pick up on each other's strengths and weaknesses in certain areas too.
But I listen to my podcast all the time. And some people
just
try to force it.
Yeah.
And it's not on the low end like how we are. It's like you got some meeting on the podcast that it don't flow. And I guess I can hear that because I do the podcast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I listen. To even get the ideas and have the structure of the show. You have to listen to other shows. You got to make sure that your element of what you're trying to do isn't, for one, sampling others.
Yeah.
But if you are, you're doing something a little bit different to keep yours just a little bit different.
You switch the recipe up a little bit.
Exactly. So you went from the bow tiers to taking your genius to the podcast and utilize your resources from your production area of life. To have your podcast, so because listening to some of your shows, a lot of people that you kind of collaborate with that either work in the fields of doing that type of stuff, but also just in business in general. Is that how do you come up with your guests? How do you come up with your topic?
Actually, all of my guests are the people that I'm personally connected to. There's nobody that I'm like, it could be somebody I like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, let's talk. Most of the people connected. Now I'm already connected with
you. And you connected with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you can make the show interesting.
And I think, I try to force people to think different with podcasts. They might not want to listen to that podcast, but it's like, it's different. Let me hear something about something. I never heard nobody talk about conscience. Some shit like that. You know what I mean? So let me just check it out. I don't care if it's a minute. Let me just check it out. You know what I mean? See what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I just try to get different concepts like that. I hate the... Because my wife's like, Breakfast Club? I'm like, Breakfast Club. And I don't want to talk about everything. Like, everybody's talking about it. I see it on Facebook every day. The same stuff they talk about every day, I see it on social media. I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want my relevancy our relevance to be based on drama.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Like, you know, we when we decided how we were going to take this podcast to be listening to the eyes of the world, to the brown-skinned women, it's not everybody not trying to tell you how they feel on their podcast. They're telling you about what's going on in the world or what others feel and what others feel. We don't come on here trying to give you facts on how things are on a regular basis. We're going to give you a couple of facts. We're going to give you some facts. But it's going to be mostly opinionated agenda. You know what I'm saying? So you can go walk away from this podcast feeling like, oh, they just lying to us. You know what I'm saying? You're going to walk away knowing that these people feel strongly about a business versus...
And if you have a disagreement, go and do your research.
That's it. So, and then we say that all the time. If you don't have, if you feel differently about this, if you have a different idea of what it should be, comment, email us, hit us up, and we'll bring you on because we want to know that. We don't, the world, we need cannabis on the ground there. We don't have a different, we have different views, we have different ideas. So when you walk into a certain arena, you got to know that everybody's not agreeing with you. Everybody's not going to get along with you. Everybody's not trying to, you know, see what you got going on. Some people just want to see what you got going on so they can take that and make it there. It ain't always just to support you. So you got to kind of, and you can't really balance that. That's just what it is.
And like, it's crazy because like, out of all my episodes, the biggest one was about 7 Habits of Men Grooming. And that was the biggest one. And I had so many women. I did it for men.
Right.
To understand what we need. I had so many women inbox me and was telling me that about that podcast. And I was like, and one girl told me I'll never forget, she was like, I think my husband listened to your podcast. And he didn't tell her that. She just said, she's like, because the stuff I was saying, she like, he started doing it. And she finally asked him, she called me back, she said, I knew he listened to your podcast because the stuff you were saying, he actually started doing.
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not embarrassed by it.
I learned that in the hotel when I was traveling here. The water used to be so hard that it felt like cream was on my skin. Mm. Like I felt never clean.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
I took my wife home one time and I told her that we talked about it. She said, no, I don't believe that. So we went to my mama's house and she told me to get her some more. I got some water, go ahead and put ice in the water. She drunk, she said give me some more. She got a filter thing, in the refrigerator, in the fridge. But I was getting it. She didn't know it. And I was, she was pregnant. And I said, you just got through drinking a glass of water. She said, no, I didn't. I said, you just got through drinking. My mama let her. She said, yeah, you can fix it. She said, you always told me the water.
We got good water.
Shit down here.
You
can't drink this water.
Try that at Jacksonville.
You can't drink that water.
You can't drink
that water.
You can if you be out there in Main Street doing breakdance or something.
Yeah, it had you messed up.
To a zombie.
It really had you messed up. Bottle water here any day. So we talked about how you know, the juncture of things, how it started with Nappy Boy. How old were y'all in Nappy Head?
I was in my early
teens.
I was like a lot of them teenagers. I was in my early teenagers.
Yeah, because you wonder, who else are old? How old are you? Reverse type of thing. It's kind of just like giving people notoriety for what they did, because even with our early interview today. A lot of people didn't know what the person we interviewed did, but now they get this record of like, listen, I didn't know Mama was doing this. Mm-hmm. This was going on.
And then it's still on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I like about it.
That's what I like this is the purpose of this, to give people that other side of you. Because people, a lot of us, and I don't know why people our age still say stuff like this, because it kind of hurt my nerves. But when a person say, that ain't the same person from high school. This is not supposed to be the same person from high school.
Not
at all.
Like, do y'all know?
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm not involved in that spot, like if you're expecting
That's what
to see,
yeah.
But if you're expecting to see the same person you saw 25 years ago, you fall. It's not them.
Or next time, ask them what is the same person.
What is the same person?
But then when they get caught with that one, because I have asked that before, mm-hmm. they get stumbling with that because then they expect so little of you.
Yeah.
And it's like,
then you turn into the uppity person. Because you asked that question.
You asked that question.
It's an interesting conversation, that's what I say.
Yeah.
But this type of the tour was just for us to say, you know, this type of stuff is relevant. It's a reason. Podcasting is not just sitting there in the studio.
Look, look at the people, look at the different cultures, different backgrounds,
yeah.
that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? I like that. When you first told me about it, I was like, what?
It's been very, very fulfilling,
I'll
say that, you
know.
Everything
that he gets into
tour?
We're going to Georgia next week. But this is and everybody pretty much that we deal with when we travel is pretty much people we know can be on our home team or from our home area, which is why Fort Meade's trip was so important for Candy to go on as her own doing the podcast. And so she did consider Fort Meade, everybody, so I did camp by myself. But when she did it, it was still like having a part of her room being advertised in her. So she knew the people that she could reach out, talk to them, have a lot more conversation with them, a lot of interaction, and get a lot of that going. So, people getting to get put on. You're so shy to talk about it.
Yep. I know that.
If you say that your business is your baby, promote your business just like it's your baby. If you don't promote your child to play sports, why you ain't promoting your business just like it's your baby? Because it can't be your baby if you ain't
doing
that.
You can't be secretive and quiet about your
promotion.
People scared, and then people don't know how to. Some don't know how to. That's what it is. Some women don't know how to.
So what type of advice would you give to someone that's in the arena for this? In this arena, would you, as far as the genius episode goes, because we're not going to talk about just one thing, how would you give them the advice to straight? Because a lot of people have a lot of the creativeness and different things going on, they don't know how to get it all into one, to make it their one thing. Because you can have, as Johnson, as the enterprise and all these GBAs, following up under that, explain to them how embracing all of your creativity and making it a part of one falling under one umbrella, how significant that is for them.
Very. I want to say I planned it like that, but once I saw it, I kind of did it and tried to make an umbrella out of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was doing. I was trying to link. It started with the bow tie. Well, actually started back in there with the music that brought the fashion, and it just kept going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was just really locked in what you're trying to do best and try to bring it to life. You know what I'm saying? And don't look at nobody else and try to out. I don't try to out do the next person.
Right.
I'm too busy trying to do my thing and break it from the life. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's not based on competition.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to write stuff, man.
Yeah.
Listen, before I did my first episode, I was going back and forth for every day. I was recording myself.
I did that.
And, I was talking about, oh yes, the doctor's cut in front of me and blah, 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 blah. And I was just talking. And I was like, and I go home and listen to it. And I'm like, okay, do this, blah, blah, do this now. You know what I'm saying? Because I have so many gaps, but since I know how to edit, I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? But it's about practice, man. And that's what anything.
Joe told me that,
do is they might have one or two sentences and they can memorize and they can freestyle, they can put something together. And they can stop and then they go back. And it's just like podcast. I would write a topic down and I say, now I can just go and ramble about this topic for 1 or 2 minutes. By the time I finish, I got another topic right here.
Exactly.
Something, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Subject matter that I'm steady flowing with. So by the time it's already put together.
That's why it's not for everybody. Because the creativeness don't flow like that for everybody. Some people need to have written down aspects of what they're doing. Some people need to have a plan for what they're going to do. Not always though.
Yeah.
But unless you're that type of person that needs that, do that. If what works for you, yeah, please stick to what works.
My thing is, if we're talking about sports,
yeah, write it out.
I wouldn't need.
Well, that's because, yeah, of course.
I wouldn't need. If we're talking about music,
but things that you're not always familiar with.
Yeah,
which is why we write down key points to the conversation. But for the most part, we're going to slow all that topic.
Yeah.
And the topic is going to give us every year, every direction we need to go. Because like you said, she might make a point that's going to take us to the next subject,
yep,
next topic.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new flow.
I do that too when I interview people. Because they don't know.
Yeah.
But one thing I do, I never catch them like by surprise. I always send them ahead. I just send them 10 questions that I know I'm going to ask them. And everything else is pretty much freestyle.
You didn't get that. Y'all didn't get that. I'm sorry. I do apologize. We normally send out 5 generic questions.
I like off the dump.
This, I think,
is better like
that. Some people you can give just this right here.
It's better like that.
Because when we did the Tampa, I said Queen, and I was like, Queen, you're going to do the generic question, you're going to do the generic question for Tampa too. Didn't even like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm
because
saying.
It don't flow like that for us. It kind of don't go the same way we do with our show. Everything might just flow how we need it to flow.
Now, when I do my interviews, I do.
Interviews that.
But the questions is not the same for everybody.
Right.
So, I
gear them toward the interviews.
And most of my questions I ask is because I want the listener to have that. know what I mean? They don't
not
have to
be stumbling. And you know, that's the best thing. That's why when we talk to you guys and we pick our core people who we want to meet up with and link up with, that's people who are SMEs, subject matter experts in what they do. You know, we don't need you to be stumbling over stuff. Like, we done threw you
for the loop.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't want to do that to anybody. So our biggest thing is best to provide you with the generic questions that we're going to force us to get to. But also, let you know that everything we're going to talk about today is strictly based on you. What you do, what you know, who you are.
Well, people may have this. One thing we did, a lot of people don't know why we were so successful as a group, because of a lot of stuff that we did locally, we prepared ourselves nationally, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we used to practice every Tuesday and Thursday. People don't practice. They just get on stage and run back and forth. We used to practice. And also, when we practiced, we would do interviews. Like, we was already getting interviewed
y'all,
by
yeah, we was preparing yeah. stuff for that.
So
that
we would do that. And it showed when, you know what I'm saying? It showed during the shows, it showed during the interviews. We was already at, we'd sit down, we'd pat each other and say, and we asked each other for
it. I don't think a lot of artists.
No.
A lot of artists.
But see, that's our manager came to March 100. He got that because back in the day, they was
talking
about. So he prepared us, and that's how
they and
I'm
just prepared for the next level. Don't limit yourself to just.
I think my daughter's like that. We've been out, we just playing. I ain't gonna put it out. I just, let's do an interview.
So, Stella,
what did you do today? You know, all the time that she goes and stuff.
Yeah. Just get them ready. You know what I mean? That's right. Because they're doing stuff. They're gonna one day have to sit and have things.
Yeah. It might not be, it could be a job interview.
And thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for taking the time to get up with us and see us today. We're
kings today.
That's right. Keep doing what you do.
Salute, bro. Salute.
Thank you.
I got to get some.
Okay.
Gotta get my hat. Appreciate you.